Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to Hot Mess and Blessed. My name is Melissa Hartman, and I am the host of this amazing, incredible, stupendous podcast. I am so glad you're listening in today because we have a very crucial, a very important topic to cover today. So if this is your first time on this podcast, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. You are going to learn a little bit about business, a little bit about faith, a little bit of all the things, but most importantly, it's practices that I've gone through, things that I've learned throughout my journey on continuing to grow my faith, number one, and number two, the things I've learned from business. And so today's topic that we're going to cover is actually all about gratitude. And I know some of you may have just rolled your eyes right now saying, Melissa, you're going to have an entire podcast all about being grateful. Yes, as a matter of fact, I am, because you can say things that you're grateful for. You can walk around and say, oh man, I'm so grateful I woke up this morning, but you may not truly put feeling behind it. You may not truly maybe imagine what life would be like without those things that you're grateful for. And so that's what we're going to dive into today. So let's get our notebooks in hand, and I don't know, maybe you'll learn something. Who knows? So I saw this quote on the internet, this great place that some of us have found, by somebody named Melody Beattie. Melody Beattie said, gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. And I loved that because when I think of gratitude, there have been times in my life where I've been grateful for, and I'm still grateful for my past because it's brought me to who I am today. And so I'm truly grateful for all of those moments where I was so dang stupid, where I was so confused by what I wanted out of life, where I was so, oh man, I just could have gone the other direction. And I'm actually really grateful for that because it all makes sense now that I'm where I am today. And so I'm really grateful for that. As far as it bringing peace for today, I sure wake up each morning. And one of the first things that I say to myself is when I open my eyes, I say, thank you, because I know, I'm getting emotional talking about this. I know that there are some people who went to bed last night and they didn't open their eyes, and it could have been unexpected. This world is complete chaos right now, right? The mainstream media has us living in fear. And to open our eyes today and to be grateful just puts you in that feeling of gratitude, puts love back in your heart. And my, oh my, it is important. And I love that. And then the last part of that is creating a vision for tomorrow. I mean, once you start having all of these things that you're grateful for, I think it really does help kind of put into perspective, what is it that you love about your life? What is it that doesn't really matter? You know, and in society these days, I think a lot of the stuff we have to do or we think we have to do, keeping up with the Joneses, is complete baloney. But what are you grateful for? What are the things that matter to you? You know, for a while, I thought, oh my gosh, I have to hustle, 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 hustle. This is what I've got to do. And it's funny because I'm doing these exercises through a program I'm going through, and all of my hindsight from the beginning of 2020 is all of those moments I've spent with my family. It's the vacations I've taken where I've been able to have time freedom and to spend with them. It's been being quarantined with my daughter instead of having to stress about, you know, where I was going to put her if I still had to go to work or whatever the case may be. It was all of those things that make me super, super grateful. And so when I'm trying to, you know, pretend to worry about a purse, it's not the same, right? So I realize what it is that's important to me in doing this gratitude. And so to continue on with our little series that that we started, I would love for you to spend some time in a journal and write down, you know, 20, 25 things that you're truly grateful for. And then maybe out of those 20, 25, circle your top ones. And then when you circle those top ones, what are you grateful about those items for? Does that make sense? Does that even make sense? Are those words put together making sense? So like, for example, I'm grateful for my daughter. Well, why am I grateful for my daughter? Right? And then kind of breaking it down from there. Because, you know, I looked for better quality relationships after I had my daughter. I needed a better job after I had my daughter. I found that it drove me to motivate and inspire other people and get them to their next level because they wanted more. So it's cool to see how this can really branch off and how many things from one other thing you can be grateful for, right? I'm really grateful for my house. First off, it's flipping beautiful. Have you guys ever seen the windows in my house? They're gorgeous. And then I've got all of these trees that are lining my backyard, right? So I'm grateful because anything on my future board, it's so weird. I always say I want to live by the water, right? I want to have this, I want to have that when it comes to my future home. But the homes that I'm attracted to on Pinterest that I look up always have like, it's a wooded area. So, you know, that's just a sign that I'm going to have more than one house in my eyes. But I'm grateful that I have trees lining my backyard. I'm grateful that my house provides shelter for not only me, but for my family. I'm grateful that we can have a dog in my house, right? I'm grateful that it provides safety. I'm grateful that it's pretty to look at. I'm grateful that, you know, we have the ability to take care of it, right? And then that leads into a whole nother thing. Okay, well, financially, we can provide this house. Financially, we can hire people out to do certain tasks that we no longer need to take care of. So if you can't tell, there are so many things you can be grateful for. Every single day, I try and write a list of different things. But then every morning when I wake up, one of my first thoughts is thank you. Thank you for giving me another morning on this earth. Thank you for giving me another chance to impact somebody's life, to maybe change the way that they think about things in life, to maybe make them realize that it's up to them to change what's going on in their world. And so that can continue on forever and ever. Amen. But it all starts with you. And so if you're not doing a gratitude practice, please, please, please start. One thing that I've found that really seems to help me is if I'm in it, I am in it. So I close my eyes and I put my hand, I'm actually doing it right now. I put my hand over my heart and then I put my other hand on top of my hand on my heart and I feel it. And I get to the point where I'm so emotional about it. I'm feeling the gratitude. And that's a practice. That's not something that's going to come right away. But then what's really neat is you're going to have that morning ritual or whatever the case may be. But then when you're out and about, it's just going to start happening. You're going to be walking along your street and you're going to see, you're going to feel the wind blow in your hair and you're going to see the tree swaying in the wind. And you're going to say, wow, I'm so grateful that I have this beautiful earth to look at. It's just going to start. It's going to start naturally happening in your world, because when you look around, you will find so much beauty. You will find that our earth, the very fact that you exist, that we exist on this planet is something truly miraculous. And it's cool because you hear about all these people who are super duper successful. I know. Yeah, that's the proper terminology for somebody who's probably a multi-billionaire, right? You hear about all these people who are super duper successful and they find that they're fulfilled by some of like the smallest things. They feel the most for the things that don't cost any money, right? Whether it be, you know, nature, or whether it be family, or whether it just be love in general. But that is the stuff. That is the good stuff. So please, please, please start taking a note in that. Try that gratitude practice I mentioned. I would love for you to screenshot this episode or take a picture of your gratitude list. And if you're comfortable, share it on social media. My Instagram handle is I am Melissa Hartman. You can tag me there. But once you implement gratitude, I promise you your life is going to change. So I can't wait to hear all about what gratitude starts doing in your life. I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye.